Hi, I'm Bede Hill, and this is The D Word, the show where we talk dementia. Good to have your company here on The D Word. Just over a week to go and the decorations are up, but for the next hour, a chance to relax as we talk about one of my favourite subjects, music, with this week's guest, Alexis Baker, founder of Bridgetown Music Therapy. Alexis will be joining me right after this from Alison Krauss.
Doesn't know what you've done. Not a care in the world, not a worry inside. Everything's gonna be alright, 'cause you're the lucky one. You're the lucky one, always having fun. A jack of all trades, a master of none. You look at the world with a smiling eye and laugh. The devil as his train rolls by, give you a song in a one night stand. You'll be looking at a happy man. You're the lucky one. Well, you're blessed, I guess, by never knowing which road you're choosing. To you, the next best thing to playing and winning is playing and losing. You're the lucky one, I know that now. Don't ask you why, when, where, or how. You look at the world through your smiling eye and you laugh, but the devil as his train rolls by. Give you a song and a one-night stand, and you'll be looking at a happy man, 'cause you're the lucky one.
Alison Krauss and The Lucky One kicking off this week's D Word. Music has been a big part of my life, and in truth, I'd probably be a lot richer if I hadn't bought so much of it when I was younger. But I wouldn't swap that for all the benefits it has brought. So it's a pleasure to be able to talk music this week with my guest, Alexis Baker from Bridgetown Music Therapy.
Well, Alexis, it's a pleasure to have you as my guest here on the D Word, founder and owner of Bridgetown Music Therapy there in Oregon. I wonder if we can start with you just giving us an idea. I mean, how did you become involved in music therapy in the first place?
Well, first off, I want to say thank you so much, Pete, for having me as a guest. It's great to be with you today. I get asked that question a lot. I've always been interested in music. I've always loved music. I grew up in a family where music was very much valued and supported. So I started piano lessons at a young age, and that was a great musical foundation. And then I began guitar at the age of 10 and just fell in love with that instrument. And I've been playing it ever since. And then when I hit about the age of 16, I was starting to look at what could I do with my life? What could I go to school for? And I knew for sure I wanted to do a helping profession. So I thought about nursing, counseling, and psychology. But in the back of my mind, I knew I wanted to do something that involved music. And it was right about that time I first learned about music therapy, and it immediately grabbed my attention. And I started looking into it and finding out it's a whole profession that you can go to school for and a career path. And so I really started down that path. I looked up schools with accredited music therapy programs and ultimately ended up getting my degree in music therapy and completing all the requirements, 1,200 clinical training hours, and taking the board certification exam. And I've been doing music therapy for the past 11 years.
So it's it's not just having a like of music, is it? And turning up. I mean, there's a whole lot behind it. I mean, how long has music therapy been going as a sort of profession?
It is a newer profession for sure. I would say it unofficially began around the end of World War II when musicians started going into hospitals and playing music for soldiers who were recovering, both mentally, physically, a lot of PTSD. And they started seeing positive responses from music being played in hospitals. So then it started developing more and research being done. So I would say it's been around for the past 70 years, maybe. And I like to say it's a combination of art and science. So it's more than just music, but it does involve therapeutic practice, psychology, all of that.
Yeah, I guess you need the evidence, don't you, to show that what you're doing works.
Absolutely. We're not just doing random activities. It's all evidence-based.
And that's Bridgetown Music, obviously deal with a lot of people with dementia, living with dementia. Do you yourself have a personal connection to dementia?
I do. Yes. So, I mentioned when I was 16, that's when I learned about music therapy. That was also the age I was when my grandmother, who had Alzheimer's disease, passed away. So she was diagnosed when I was a younger child, and I hadn't heard of it up to that point, and I didn't know what it was. Didn't really understand it, but my grandmother was my first real exposure to dementia, and she lived across the country, so I didn't get to see her all the time. But in between those visits, she had some pretty significant decline. And towards the end of her life, she didn't remember my name. She didn't remember I was her grandchild. So that really stuck with me. And it started to paint the picture of dementia for me, what is involved in a diagnosis and what it does to a person.
So you got your qualification in music therapy. You had a little bit of experience with your grandma. How did it all come together into Bridgetown Music Therapy?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have always loved older adults, and I've always loved working with kids as well. So it was kind of after I finished my degree and became certified as a music therapist, my first 3 years as a professional, I was working with a very wide variety of populations. So I was working with kids, I was working with adults with developmental disabilities, I was working in mental health, and then with older adults. And it was such a wide variety. I was feeling very spread thin. So then I came to a point where I was like, okay, am I going to focus on older adults or am I going to focus on kids? And I was just really drawn to older adults. And then more specifically older adults living with dementia because of my family member who had it, and just really seeing the impact of music with those living with dementia. So my first 3 years I was working for another company, and then when I started Bridgetown Music Therapy at the end of 2016, that's when I decided I'm going to focus on older adults and dementia.
Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at. And with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet. Simply mix with water to activate for a flavorful health drink. Perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active. Available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
The station that makes you feel good.
In a hospital bed,
from dancing across the hardwood floor to the slamming of the kitchen door.
Car broke down on the side of the road.
Here comes the sun on the radio.
How could we have ever known
if we hadn't asked so long ago?
Fight for
sunshine through the January trees, forgiveness like a gentle breeze,
from the graveside to the cradle,
to the empty seat at the table. We've lived nightmares, we've lived dreams, we wouldn't trade for anything. Follow me into
Drew and Ellie Holgham and the Neighbours and the High Seas here on the D Word, where we're putting together our 2025 schedule. Already some great guests lined up, but there's plenty of room for more, so do get in touch if you'd like to join me one week here on the show. We're on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn and Blue Sky, and the email is tdwradio@gmail.com. My guest this week is Alexis Baker.
So you started in 2016. You'd probably been going 3.5-4 years when obviously the pandemic hit and COVID. I mean, what difference did that make?
Yes, that's right. I had been going about 4 years, and COVID was a huge hit. it affected everything. So I have always been a traveling music therapist, driving around to all of my clients, whether it's a person living in their own home or living a group of 4 to 5 residents in a smaller care home type setting, or senior living communities where it's dozens to hundreds of residents. And it's typically a memory care or assisted living community I'm going to. So that was my work. And all of a sudden, in the span of a couple weeks, I was down to nothing because all of my clients said, "We can't have you come in," understandably. But it was a lot, and it was very disorienting. And I took a few weeks to just pause and like analyze the situation. And then I started thinking, okay, what kind of alternatives can I provide? And at that point I started trying music therapy over Zoom, outdoor music therapy, where I would go and sit just like on the porch or outside the window. But that only works for a few months out of the year here in this climate. I even did a little bit of music therapy over the phone where it was just audio. But those first few months, it was all about, there was so much isolation going on. So it was all about any form of connection, because people were just craving connection and craving something other than being isolated. So some of the alternatives worked, not all of them, but ultimately it led to me really pivoting in my business. And it was actually my husband's idea to start pre-recording sessions. He happens to be a professional videographer. So we put our skills together and I started filming myself doing sessions, really taking my years of experience working in person with people and putting it in video format. And we kind of launched this, we didn't know what we were doing, but we launched kind of a skeleton program in the fall of 2020. And I've been doing that ever since, in addition to continuing some in-person music therapy.
How difficult was it for you as a musician who presumably feeds off your audience to suddenly be put in front of a camera and still create the same kind of vibe?
It was an adjustment for sure, but I really tried to look at the camera like, these are my clients. These are my people. They're right here with me. I'm right here with them. And really interacting with the camera in that way. And then after doing it for a little while, it became more natural. But you're right, it's not a replacement for in the moment live interactions, because that is really what music therapy is built on, is response in the moment. So we actually don't call it for a formal music therapy program. We call it a music engagement program, because participants are able to engage with music and with me on screen, but it's just a different kind of program.
Yeah, like, you know, I guess with the technology, it allows you to reach a much bigger audience, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yeah. And we're international now too. We've got some folks in the UK and Canada and You're right. It does open up the door to reach more people.
So tell us a little bit how it works. You record sessions, how do people then access it?
Yeah, so I pre-record everything. And then we have a platform with our website where it's just a simple login for our members. So they go to member login and log into the site. And then we have a video library where we've organized all of the content, all of the we call them therapeutic music sessions, where we've organized all the content into various collections. So we offer individual song videos, we have 20 to 30 minute sessions, and we have 50 to 60 minute sessions. And then we also have some special collections like Americana, hymns and spirituals, and then super popular right now is our winter holiday collection with a variety of sessions celebrating the holidays this time of year. And then we have a huge variety within the program. So all kinds of themes and genres, because with music therapy, one of the principles is that client preferred music is very important. So we offer a huge variety for people to choose from within it. And we have, well, we're just over 350 sessions within the program. So there's a lot to choose from, and we have a search bar tool where people can look up singers, themes, things like that. So it's meant to be accessible, meaning it does involve any scheduling. People can hop on and use it whenever they want. It's very high quality because it's all professionally filmed. We've got all the words, the song lyrics on screen. So it's really about singing, engaging in the music. I do some gentle stretching and exercise, seated movement, deep breathing exercises, and relaxation. And then I'll also encourage instrument play. So if they've got like small rhythmic percussion instruments, they can play along as well as sing. And so high quality, accessible, and affordable. So we try to keep our prices super low for people to sign up and get access.
Person to person and man to man, I'm back in touch with my long lost friend. Listen to reason and understand, and think of me from way back when. He said, me and Melissa, well, we fell out of love, ran out of luck, seems like the lightning struck. I've been thinking of leaving, but I can't raise a buck. James, I'm wondering, could I borrow your truck? I said, that's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Got no better reason. That's why I'm standing before you.
That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here. John's gone, found dead. He dies high as brown bread. Later said to have drowned in his bed. After the laughter, the wave of dread, it hits us like a ton of lead. It seems learn not to burn means to turn on a dime. Walk on if you're walking, even if it's an uphill climb. Try to remember that working's no crime. Just don't let them take and waste your time. That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
More message than that. That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Oh, that's why I'm here. This is an IOU. I reckon I owe you one now. Listen, Wendy, and listen, Glory. This'll be better tomorrow.
fortune and fame, such a curious game. Perfect strangers can call you by name and pay good money to hear fire and rain again and again and again. Oh, it's summer like summer, coming back every year. Got your baby, got your blanket, got your bucket of beer. I break into a grin from ear to ear, and suddenly it's perfectly clear. That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
Singing tonight, tomorrow, and every day. That's why I'm standing.
That's why I'm here.
Oh, that's why I'm here. This is the part about Kitty and Bill. He loved her and she loved him. Wake 'em up, shake 'em up, the middle of the night. Got to tell me everything's alright, I say. That's why I'm here.
That's why I'm here.
You got me walking and talking like a natural man. That's why I'm here.
Don't buy enough James Taylor on the show. There he is with That's Why I'm Here. As well as our live output, all our shows here on UK Health Radio are available for listen again and download from the website at www.ukhealthradio.com. I'm talking music this week with my guest, Alexis Baker.
Yeah, it sounds the perfect mix. I mean, I've looked at your website, and the number of genres just got a list here: folk, country, and western, big band, pop, rock and roll, jazz, blues. And one thing I always feel that people wrongly get categorized with the music they like based on their age. And there's been research that's done that the music that you hear in the first 30 years of your life is usually the music that you carry forward. And if you look at that in terms of someone that's 80 now in 2024, they were born in 1944. So you take 30 years and that will cover Elvis, the Beatles, psychedelic rock, getting into glam rock here in the UK. And yet too often those people are categorized of liking kind of almost First World War songs.
Yeah, that's very true. And you're spot on with that. I call that a general rule of thumb in music therapy. It is generally applied, but it's not always true because you can also have someone who likes present day music. They learn about it, they hear it, they like it, it helps them feel better. So we shouldn't rule out any music. And while I do focus on the older adult population, it does end up being music from, well, if you include folk music from the Americas, that dates back to 1850. And a lot of folk music people do recall from childhood. So that music can be valuable, but I generally say the 1920s because you also want to include the music of their parents. A lot of times they have positive memories about their parents singing songs from their time, so when they were in their 20s and 30s. So yeah, the 20s through the 80s, I would say, generally.
Yeah, it's a really interesting subject. The other thing I tend to see here in care facilities sometimes is that people who just use music as a space filler to get away from the silence and don't actually realize the real applications of it like you do.
Yeah, that's a really good point, Pete. Music can be used in that way. It can be a reprieve from sometimes deafening silence, but I do believe music should be used intentionally as well and well thought out. And yeah, sometimes it's just turned on and not much thought behind it.
In terms of dementia as a condition, I guess your music has to progress as the condition progresses. So depending on what you're doing as someone with a mild cognitive impairment will be different to someone who is at the latter stages of a dementia journey.
Right. Yeah, so I've really taken my years of experience working in person with folks living with dementia, and I would say our program is most appropriate for mid to later stages. I've really designed it to be dementia friendly, so it's more simple and slower paced. I speak at a slower pace, sing at a slower pace, so they can really engage well and not get lost in chaos or too much going on in the video. Yeah, it's really, really intentional and thoughtfully put together.
Yeah, and I think it's, that obviously is part of your art as a music therapist. How do you're doing it remotely, of course. How do you gauge kind of success of the program?
We are still trying to figure that out, but one thing we love is to get feedback from our members. So sometimes we get quick little notes in the email or people share on social media. We've gotten photos of the program in action. We've gotten videos, and we are also working on, so we have some members more locally to us. So we're working on developing a way to connect with them. And yeah, that's, to be honest, that's something we're still trying to figure out because it is more of a one-sided program. So I put it together and then it's out there for people to access, but I'm not getting feedback in the moment on how it's going. So we're always open to feedback, and we've taken ideas and suggestions from members and tried to implement them as best as possible. And we're always working to improve the program to make it more accessible and user-friendly. We take song and music requests and try to work those into the program. Yeah, it's a work in progress for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Like everything, isn't it?
Yes.
But you say you're now involved with people in the UK, you've got people in the US. I mean, how many people are there doing what you're doing, or is this pretty unique?
There are some other music-based programs with overlap. I haven't come across anyone doing exactly what I'm doing. As a side note, we also offer, so we have our virtual music engagement program, and that's the program I just explained. We also offer monthly free live music sessions over Zoom. So that is live in the moment. We're interacting with people, and that's where we sometimes the time can kind the time difference can kind of be challenging, but that's where we sometimes get folks from the UK and Canada joining. And that's a great way for us to connect with our members and our non-members because it's open and free to anyone. We're experimenting with some other ideas and ways we can expand. Yeah, so once again, work in progress.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with NasalGuard for pet lovers. NasalGuard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try NasalGuard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about NasalGuard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk. www.ptsd.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
I mean, you know, as well as your work there, I know you've worked with another one of our previous guests, Debbie Compton, on her book, The Caregiver's Advocate. How did you get involved in doing that?
The wonderful world of LinkedIn. We connected on LinkedIn just somehow. I don't even recall how, but we exchanged a couple of messages and she invited me into the collaborative book project. And I was able to contribute a chapter to the book on helping caregivers incorporate more music into the day-to-day of dementia caregiving. And really going back to that idea of intentionally doing it, not just kind of a random application, but giving very practical, concrete ideas for how to do it. So that was a really special project this year. My work isn't just one thing. I do a lot of different things for my work, a lot of education and advocacy. I do some speaking and writing and a lot of networking and collaborative work. And I really enjoy it all. And it's all driven by passion, focused on just helping the overall dementia community.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's a great thing you're doing and people like you do, because I do feel still that dementia sometimes is pushed down the medical route and all the social interactions, as I call them, which includes the use of music, is not really taken that seriously at times by the people who go down the medical route. And I think it's a real shame because I think it's got so much to offer.
It's a huge underutilized, undervalued tool. And I think there has been quite a bit of research done on it. Some of the research that shows how it can help alleviate some of the behavioral issues, but also help decrease use of pharmacological applications. I think that's where it can really start to grab people's attention. And we're gaining momentum with use of music, but you're right, it still isn't quite fully recognized. For the value it brings.
I guess you feel, you know, sometimes you must feel you want to shout it from the rooftops, you know, hey guys, this works. Why aren't you looking at it?
Yes, I do. And that's why I appreciate people like you helping bring more attention to it.
I think, you know, I've been in, you know, I've loved, I can't play a note, Alexis, and I'm probably tone deaf when I sing, but I've loved music since a very early age, and that all came about with just my mother playing, you know, music in the house, and it kind of, you kind of grow up with it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. most people on some level resonate music with music in some way or another. I like to say we're all musical beings because we have rhythm inside of us. Our heartbeat, our breathing is rhythmic. So there's something for everyone with music, and that's the beauty. That's why it's called the universal language. There's just something about it. It connects us, it motivates us, it works on a physiological level with the brain. If it's the right music, it activates the feel-good centers of the brain. It's a natural booster for our mood and emotions, and it has even been shown with dementia to help create new neural pathways. So there's some really amazing stuff with music, and I think it's definitely a call to take a closer look and give more attention to it.
And I guess the thing is as well that it doesn't matter whether you're any good at it, as long as you enjoy it. If you just want to thump a tambourine along to the beat, then great. You don't have to be a Pavarotti or a Bruce Springsteen or whatever. It doesn't really matter, does it?
Absolutely. I always encourage people, it doesn't matter how you sound, just do what feels good for you. You don't have to have the right rhythm or beat or be on key. You don't have to have any musical background or skill. That's what music therapy is about, is being creative and expressive and connecting with others. There's a lot of potential in it.
Yeah, just we'll close the discussion in a minute. But in terms of the US, I mean, roughly, it might be a difficult question. How many music therapists are there working in a country the size of the US?
There are about 10,000
Okay.
certified, but not all of them work in dementia care. A
Hmm.
lot of them work in hospital settings, schools, other populations. There's many populations music therapists serve.
So it doesn't, to me, it doesn't really seem that many. It seems that,
There's not enough of us to serve all the needs.
absolutely. What does the future look like, Alexis? What are you, what are you hoping to achieve in maybe the next 5 years?
Good question. We're just working hard to get the word out about what we're doing with our program and just expand our reach to help more people and really continue to beat the drum of that message about music being a tool and support in dementia care and just really encouraging more to access it. Yeah, we're just really hoping to grow our reach with Bridgetown.
Well, more power to you in doing that.
Oh, thank you.
Before we go, it would be remiss of someone who plays a couple of music tracks on his show, not to ask a music therapist whether I can play anything for you.
Oh, that is a great question. Well, I've got my mind on Christmas music. The song Sleigh Ride?
Okay.
That's a fun one.
Okay.
Just hear those sleigh bells ringing.
Consider it done, Alexis. We will play it
All
for
right.
you
Thank
on the
you.
show. Thank you so much for being my guest. Good luck with everything you do, and do keep in touch. Hopefully, we can get you back on the D word to see how it's all going.
Oh, thank you so much, Pete. The pleasure was all mine.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-yap, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-yap, 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 it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Stay right together with you. Stay right together with you. Stay right together with you.
Sleigh Ride by Ella Fitzgerald, rounding off this week's edition of The D Word. Thanks to Alexis, always great to talk music, and do take a look at her website, bridgetownmt.com. Well, that's all for this week. Thanks to my production assistant and Christmas card designer, Angela. And next week, it's the D-Word Christmas special. Christmas jumpers will be the order of the day as I welcome back our old friend, dementia campaigner, Peter Middleton. So until then, thanks for your company and take care now.